He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Let's get nuts.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. What's up, Goo?
Yeah.
How you doing?
He's back, baby.
Back?
Yeah.
Tupac is back. Appreciate Evan holding it down last 2 days.
We had a ball.
I had one of those Dave Fleming.
He was on the roast this morning.
I still have a little.
I'm
fine though. I'm fine.
I don't need a mask, huh?
No.
All right.
No. What's going on? What are you feeling?
Despair, anger, disappointment, and I'll just, you know, Dibs is my mentor and brother. He texted me last night. Evan did two separate, basically prepping me for my victory lap in regard to Ramos.
Oh, did I miss something?
Yeah, remember I told you there needs to be some disciplinary action with Ramos got mad.
Did you say that Monday?
Yeah, no, I said it last week when he was Toronto, you know?
Okay.
And Steiny last night, he obviously did not know. Thank you for the victory lap, Evan, last night. And Dibs texted me, he needs to be benched. He's one of my favorite players, but it's getting embarrassing. And I asked Evan to cue up the Benny Hill music, Yakety Sack. That's what they're doing right now. This is, Stani, they're 500, man.
Yeah.
And they're better than that. And I'll just start at the top. I am starting to question Buster because Melvin's not doing what I want him to do. He's just status quo, steady Freddy. And now he's talking about plural. They've had meetings. And it just doesn't seem to be resonating. And his team, Stani, they're starting to embarrass themselves in the fans. You had 38,000 out there last night, and you lose to the lowly Pirates for the second night in a row. You've lost 5 in a row. You're 2-8 in your last 10. What are we doing? Welcome back.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. I think we overestimated this team earlier in the season. I did too. And I think this is more who they are. I mean, they were 41-29 at one point,
June 11th,
and now they're 13-25 since, and most of that's since Devers got here. Here's the way I look at it is they're not that much different. Okay, they've had 3 straight years where they're essentially 500, not even. So this year, they have essentially the same team, though they have Verlander and Adamas. So, and Devers. Then they get Devers. But let's just talk about those three. Adamas has been terrific, for about 6 weeks now?
On fire.
He's been great.
In fuego.
He's been great.
Shout out Patrick.
But early in the season, they haven't gotten anything out of Verlander.
Well, Devers, last night they did.
Well, that's great.
You got 2 hits.
Listen, okay. Verlander's what, 1-8?
He's
been extremely disappointed.
Oh, no.
So the way I look at it is this team's not that much different than last year, and the guys that you expected to elevate them, none of them have done it, whether it's Devers, Adamas, Verlander, and I'll even throw the Chapman in there with that injury. So I'm looking at last year's team. Do you know that? Remember Jorge Soler?
Yeah.
He was better last year than Devers has been since he's gotten here. And Soler was not very good last year. You know, and I'm looking at Conforto was a guy who hit 20 homers for the Giants last year. What I'm getting at is I think we're realizing that this has been a 500 team. It's been a 500 team for 3 years, and one guy or two guys isn't going to get it done. Devers to me, Adamas and Devers were just the start. I was listening to the morning show this morning, and they're right. How many holes do the Giants have? 4 or 5. So this is going to take a while. It's not a one-year thing. They still have positions they got to fill.
Yes, okay, Steiny, I'm with you, but the bottom line is there are no, I'm not saying you're saying this, but there are no scholarships. You almost have a $200 million payroll. So the other versions of the Giants, I can understand if this were to happen in what we watched the last 3 years. This is different. I need to know why Steiny, Evan, and Goo are not performing up to their standard. And I'm not going to change or run away from who I am at the core, the essence of, if nobody has any answers, I might have the wrong skipper. I'm just throwing that out there. So if you're going to tell me the Devers and the rest of the gang aren't up to par, okay, is the manager doing, could Bruce Bochy or somebody else out there get more out of these guys? I think right now that's a valid question. How the hell, if Steiny, the lineup has not come out or I haven't seen it for today's game. I hope to God, for a guy that I like and root for, that Ramos is not in the lineup. And don't tell me, oh, we can't lose. You're losing the games anyway. Melvin's sleepwalking. And then to sit there and tell us after the game, he tries hard. That's his job, Bob. That's his job. You don't get a raise just for coming to work. You got to work. And to not know the rules is almost Kyle-like with the Niners in the Super Bowl in OT. This is not Little League. Steiny, there needs to be a penalty, and this is a misdemeanor. Have them sit out for a game just to talk to them and say, hey, kid, son, we love you, but we have to do this for the SF on our hat, the San Francisco on the jersey. We can't keep selling our soul, running you out there for it to continue to get worse. Steiny, there's losing, and then there's getting embarrassed. And that's what Ramos is leading. Come on, Steiny, sit him. Sit him.
It's funny because last year a lot of people thought he was the future of the franchise.
No, and I still think he's a part of it.
So you want to sit him because he
just one game
because he got thrown out on a pop fly. I mean, an infield fly rule.
What about all the other blunders?
Well, listen, he's not a good left fielder. So if you're going to penalize him for being a bad left fielder, then you're going to have to sit him more than just one game. If you want to sit him because he didn't know the infield fly rule, fine.
What about accountability, partner?
I'm sorry. Yeah. The more I look at this team, I don't think they're very much better than a 500 team.
Steiny, you believe that?
Look at what?
I'm just thinking of the Steiny when the trade was consummate. When that and it's not just you. Right, and we had Jim Bouton on, former GM. The world was thinking the Giants had action.
Right.
And for whatever reason, there's a delay in the Wi-Fi. Something's not right. So are we just going to say, oh, next year's the year with the same skipper and the same principles? So 162, next year's going to be different? I'm just asking people to tell us why. Melvin, Steiny, I just want some accountability.
Well, that's not who Buster Posey is. I think Buster Posey told you what he thinks when he extended Melvin when they were struggling. That was Buster Posey's way of saying, I don't think it's Bob Melvin's, I don't think it's his fault. I just don't think the players have been producing. But, you know, I look at this team and they were really good early. And why were they good early? They rode a lot of their pitching. And now their pitching has slipped a little bit and they can't hit. I mean, I don't have an explanation of why they're hitting worse with Rafael Devers. Since he's gotten here, I don't have that. I look at the lineup and I'm watching it day in and day out, and it's just not a very good lineup. I'm sorry, it's just not. And you know, Adamas gets hot, but he's not good enough to carry a team for weeks. I think Chapman's been kind of disappointing. Devers has been disappointing. And if you want to fire Melvin, go ahead and fire Melvin. But
it's more nuanced than that.
To me, if you fire Melvin, it's really, that tells me that Posey is reaching. Because You telling me your opinion of Bob Melvin changed in 5 weeks?
No, my opinion of Buster.
No, I'm talking about Buster.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Buster's opinion.
Well, let's talk about it, Stoddy, because, I mean, you're coming in here with your chest out, and I get it, in regard to who's not performing. Am I wrong, or am I, is it just...
I don't think this is a playoff team.
But you didn't feel that way a month ago.
That's right. But I'm watching the whole... Well, it was more than a month ago. Devers has been here 6 weeks now. They were 41. They're 13-25 over their last 28. I thought they were... They got... You know what? They got off to a great start. That's it.
Okay, but...
Sometimes it happens.
But what about... And I can do it. It's our show. But I can go... And talk about the White Sox series, Wisely getting picked off
their
base.
Don't talk about the Marlins series, because the Marlins are better than the Giants.
But when they came in to sweep them, they weren't.
Right, but ever since then, they're like 17-9.
How did they turn it around? What did their skipper do? I'm just here. Look, I'm just judging Melvin on his lack of enthusiasm, and I get it. Everybody's not going to be, Mike Ditka. But the bottom line is his podium game. Oh, he's trying hard. Bob, we know that. We're just talking about some accountability. And maybe, Steiny, you and others out there may think it means nothing. I think this team has taken on his personality. They are sleepwalking. And then, here, I love Devers. And I told Evan this, Steiny, we're really having tryouts on the fly in a pennant race with him at first base. Like, we're really doing that? And he, for the most part, he's been good. But my goodness, is that what it's come to? Like, it's embarrassing.
Well,
you can lose.
We knew when they got him that they were going to try to play first base.
You can play fundamentally sound baseball and lose. But the Giants are becoming – what they're doing, it's starting to get embarrassing. Will you give me that?
No, I'm not going to give it to you. They're a 500 team. That's not embarrassing. That's who they've been for 3.5 years. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.
I would say there's two things. Number one, you come.
And that's the ballgame. So the Giants, in tonight's game, only come up with two hits. And in front of 38,142, the Pirates spoiled the party tonight.
I should be in the mental ward.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dwayne Kuiper, NBC Sports Bay Area. Wow. I know I said, those boos? You were there last night. Those boos there at the end of the game?
Yeah, there were a lot of unhappy Giants fans after getting two hit by the Pirates.
They're doing their part, Evan.
Yeah, they didn't
They're
have
coming
a,
out in droves.
They didn't have a... hit after the fourth inning.
You okay, Steiny?
I had a bad shaving day, I guess.
Yeah, Evan came in, and I didn't want to mention it to you. You had blood, like, on the cheekbone area.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm trying to take a new lease, man.
Just make sure to replace your fluids, okay?
So you use a straight razor. I dry shave.
Yeah,
so like the liners that you line up.
I knew I cut myself while I was shaving.
You didn't look back at yourself?
And then I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot, so no biggie.
You're bleeding like the Giants. How about that?
That's not bad. Jonathan Kuminga we're going to get into for sure, because there's a lot of news. Well, not a lot of news so much that something's happened, but more details are emerging about the situation, and it doesn't look good,
yeah,
let's be honest.
And I want him here still, and I asked I asked Evan before the show ended yesterday, Steiny, you think he's operating from the standpoint of spite? And you said, nah, Goo, I just think he wants up out of here.
Yeah, I just think he wants to, I don't think he wants to play here. And I know he doesn't want to play here for the money that he's been offered. But I guess, let me throw this out at you. So if the Giants have been, you would agree that coming into this year, they were a 500 team. I mean, for three straight years, right? They're a 500 team.
I predicted the third wild card, they would vie for it. And if they didn't get it, it would take us to the end of September, right into football.
Why did we expect them to be better this year? Because of Adames and because of Verlander?
No, because of Buster Posey and what I thought, and I still think, just the silhouette of him being around the yard, him running it, him being a champion, I still believe that stuff matters when you're around greatness. So I thought Kapler, who I blame left and right, we got a Pessoy problem. I thought he might have been leaving a lot of chicken on the bone in regard to inspiring guys. But according to who you talk to, I've been told, oh, these are grown-ass men. Managers and coaches don't matter. They do. And I think the great ones that are above average with the mental game and conversation piece, it matters. So now, Steiny, I got guys like you telling me the Giants lineup now that has an Adamas. This payroll's almost at $200 million. Like, I'm not just, like, they're underperforming. Give me that, Steiny. Well, they're underperforming as a whole, and we need to get to why.
Well, I mean, one of the big reasons they're underperforming is because for most of the season, Adamas has struggled, and for all of his time here, Devers has struggled. Like, if you're blaming, I mean, let's say you don't like Melvin, and like, do you think there's a correlation between Devers' start here and Bob Melvin?
That I don't.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't understand. So you're going to fire Melvin before, you know, I don't know what, Kapler got 3.5 years or 2.5 years. You're going to fire Melvin.
And he made the playoffs and won.
Not even going to give Melvin the, as long as Kapler.
Steiny, I'm having the thoughts only because now we're starting to watch this team and balls drop in, blunders in the outfield, blunders by everybody on the base pass. This is not Giant baseball. And Pat Burrell, I just think it's fair to mention his name. You go up against the Pirates, Donnie, at home as you're hemorrhaging Brady Falter. Oh. You know, he's not Steve Carlton. You muster two hits, and I said it while you were gone. That's not all on Melvin. But when you got one of your players that made the All-Star game, one of your young pups, not know the rule, I think that's embarrassing. I really do, partner, and I don't think there's any punishment coming. I'm not talking about a week suspension, but damn, they're not winning anyway. Don't sell your soul for the possibility of a victory when sometimes guys that make blunders like Ramos, because he's leading the brigade, sometimes they need to be out of the lineup, and maybe that would mean more than any words anybody could tell him. But he's trying hard. He's fighting. He's showing up.
Well,
pow, boom.
But see, this is where.
Come on, man.
No, I get it. But this is where. Then why did we all think he was a superstar last year?
Like, I'm not out on him. I still think he's one of your best players. If you look at the numbers, Donnie.
There it is.
Okay.
There's the problem.
There's the problem.
He's still one of your best players.
But you still can check him.
Fine. You want to sit him, sit him. But if Elio Ramos is one of your best players. Like, he's not that good. He's a good he's a good hitter. He's a bad fielder. That's not good enough to win a division.
So
it's not good enough to be 10 games over
and
500.
It's not, okay, Steiny, I hear you. And it's not all on his shoulders. But I'm sorry, and I think I know what you're going to say in response to this. He's promising. He's made an all-star game. And for the people out there, what does that mean, Goo? He's telling on himself now. But I do wonder, we've already seen he has it in him. But now, do you trust Melvin and company, the coaches? And you mentioned Flynn. He was on with Joe and Grandy. They asked about the instruction at this level. Like, Steiny, this is not Little League. Can you work on angles to the ball? Like, when is it going to get rectified, making him better or do less of what we're seeing both on the base pass and in the outfield? He almost trucked Jung-Hoo Lee yesterday. We've seen balls drop. Like, that's just not acceptable.
Well, yeah, I hear you. Here's what you were talking about, Fleming, on this morning with the morning roast.
I would say there's two things. Number one, you can change the way you prepare a team for a game. You can change the routine. If you really believe, like, we need, you can demand of your players. Now, some players might not like that, but you can demand a different pregame routine, a different level of sort of work habit behind the scenes. you can adjust playing time. Like you can, you know, one thing the manager is in charge of is playing time. And if you're trying to send a message or you're trying to reinforce a point or you're trying to emphasize one thing over another, you can use at-bats, innings as a way to do that.
And you will be putting in a player not as good. And so is this a team that can afford, like, they have enough guys who are making mistakes that you'd be pulling guys in, you'd be platooning again, it feels like.
But not on the base pass like Ramos has done here in the last week.
Well,
and I'm just going to the last week.
Schmidt hurt him with base running earlier in the season. Nothing happened to him. I mean, you know, again, here's the way I look at it now, the big picture. When Posey took over this team, there is no way he told them, we can be really good right off the bat. I think he looked at the team over the last 2 or 3 years and said, what do we need? Well, we're going to need to upgrade at first base at some point. We certainly need a second baseman. All right, we need a shortstop. I'll go get one. We got a shortstop. Third base, we got a third baseman. Catcher, we think we like the guy. We didn't realize he couldn't hit. Okay, what about they need at least one more outfielder, and they need at least one or two more starting pitchers. So I think Buster Posey comes in here and is like, hey, guys, you know, we need, like, to really be a serious team here, we're going to need, you know, we need four or five better players at their position than we have right now. He got Devers. He figured, well, we got one. Well, he did get one. The guy's just not hitting right now.
Right.
But I think what we're finding out is it's not easy to go from 80 wins to 90 wins.
Well,
you have to deserve that. And the guys who are playing right now haven't deserved to be 10 games over 500.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that.
But there's nothing to do now. You have to let it play out.
No, you got to figure out, Steiny. Give me this. They've been in every game. That's just the style of play, and almost a compliment to the Giants. This whole season, they found ways to pull rabbits out of their hat. I told you they had the Costco big bottle of magic early on when everything was going their way.
Well,
they're still not getting blown out. They're making bonehead blunders, and that's multiplying. So, if you're right, it's not just across the board, nothing to see here. Buster went and delivered a guy that could give you the impact of two bats. And I'm going to just say this for me, Devers.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You got him in.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
I'll put Chapman, Adamas.
Dude, that's ridiculous. Two bats?
No,
what does that mean? Like, what does two bats mean?
When he's on, he's a thumper.
He's been worse than Soler.
No, I'm not arguing with that.
If you want to know why they're not winning, you can go and, like, Chapman has been hurt. Devers has been
hurt. Chapman was hurt a long time ago. You know,
but Chapman,
and they still were afloat.
That's right. But the point is they miss Chapman. Devers has been poor. Ramos has had a tough 6 or 7
weeks. And they're still playing tight games, right?
Okay, well, good.
So you can ill afford to make bonehead plays.
Well,
and we saw it Sunday Night Baseball. Ramos on the base path. We saw we seen Bailey against the Dodgers before the All-Star break try to bunt. Like, those were winnable games. And more often than not, it's like a vicious cycle.
Well,
I'm not, it seems like, Steiny, real quick, you're resigned to saying this team can't go from 80 to 90, and we're watching it play out where they're just messing up. They're getting lemon booty, and now they're making embarrassing errors.
We
gotta find out why.
You're consistently diminishing and denying that a month ago they led the league in comeback wins, and they led the league in one-run wins. So they won those games at a high level for a long period of time, and now they haven't been doing it lately.
Okay, Sonny, can I ask you, why haven't they?
No, like, I don't know the answer.
Why
is Devers not hitting?
That's a big one.
Well, it's baseball. Like, who knows?
But Sonny, he's not going hitless every
game.
There's
nobody in the Bay Area or on planet Earth that can possibly explain how the Giants became a worse hitting team when Devers got here.
Or 12 games under in 38 games, or whatever the record is.
It's inexplainable.
He's got 13 to 25.
It's inexplainable, but that also tells me Maybe they weren't who we thought they were. See, if they were pretty good when they traded for Devers,
which they were,
and they're worse now, that tells me the guys who were here before Devers were probably producing at a rate that they weren't going to be able to continue. Hence, that's probably why Posey went out and got Rafael Devers. The problem is, Rafael Devers hasn't hit since he's been here. So they haven't gotten a boost. The guys that got him to 40 and 30 or whatever it was, like, what was the Giants' record when they got Devers? Like, they were at a high point, yeah, I want to say.
Yeah, way better than what it is now. So that's why we all got excited.
But why? Why did – you're 41 and 29 about. Why?
They were 10 over because 10 over. They've been 10 under since they got him.
Exactly. So why did he go get a bit – why did he get Devers when they were 10 over?
To sustain and take him to another level.
And I also think it's because he didn't believe that the team that he was watching – was a 10-game over 500 team. Otherwise, he might not have made the move because 40 and whatever they were, 40 and 30 translates to 90 wins. But I think Buster Posey looked at that team and said, I know we're 41 and 29, but we are not that good, and there's no way that we're going to be able to continue this if for no other reason than our pitching's going to fall off in the second half because we're relying on two young guys. And so he went to get Devers. He got him. But now everybody else has come back to earth, which is why he got Devers in the first place. But Devers isn't hitting. So they're worse. They're worse right now.
Well, Adames has figured it out, and he's white hot. I mean, he's ultra hot. But the bottom line is a microcosm of their season. Verlander last night, Stoney, 5 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run. You lose that game, and who gets the game-winning hit? It's just buzzer luck right now. Your former hotshot catcher, Joey Bart, who didn't pan out. It's just like, I understand losing, and I understand, you know, sometimes you got to just tip your cap, Stoney, but I can't ignore what's becoming a nightly routine with this team with blunders. I'll call it blunders. And that's on the manager, and I'll never back off from that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Jan. Jan's in Mountain View.
Our girl.
Hey, Jan, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about the two of you?
Hanging
doing
in,
well.
Jan.
Okay, I just have two comments. My first one is, what's happened? Why aren't the Giants playing this acquired acquisition they made back in June? Johnson, I think he's an outfielder. I mean, why hasn't Melton played him? I haven't even heard his name, you know, like they traded him or anything, or that he's on the injured list or nothing, you know. He could be in the outfield to play for Yaz or for Ramos. The other thing was I took from Fleming's conversation this morning is that sometimes, you know, maybe if you moved Ramos to the opposite field, that could help. That's where I think Fleming said he started his journey was in the right field rather than left field, and see if that would work as an alternative. I mean, it's worth trying at least while we're, you know, but I'm questioning why they haven't played this. Is it Daniel Johnson? I don't know the first name, but I haven't seen him play for, I don't know how long. I mean, they could put him in the center field and play for Lee one night. I mean, where's he been? Thank you.
You're welcome. He stinks.
And if you're calling for him.
Who's she talking about?
Daniel Johnson?
Right. And he played earlier this year.
He did.
Would you ever look at it this way? That baseball is a long season, and you went 41 and 29. You were playing probably a little over your head.
Okay.
And now in the last 6 weeks, you're 13 and 25, and you're clearly not playing well. But that with 2 months left in the season, you know, your goal is to go 30-22, and that wild card is still there for you. Like every team goes through a slump. This is a 6-week slump. They were playing great for 8 weeks. They're still 500. I get it. Apparently, that's not good enough for you.
But I mean, who would it be good enough for? And well, 6 weeks Pirates, is bigger than
for the Pirates.
Yeah, they're also Rams. They're done. Well, so they didn't have a 12-game. They weren't 12 games over 500. They didn't have the best bullpen and a great the two starters in the All-Star game.
Right,
they didn't go make a move 10 over with the big bat. I'm just wondering, why has it not clicked? And you can't give me answers. And
well, nobody can.
Like, yeah, your energy, Steiny, is like when they made that, real quick, your energy, and I can't stand it because you're not doing it on purpose and it's not a character flaw. Your energy is like your ass was telling all of us when they announced that this move was made.
No, you're
everybody
wrong.
Slow down because the Giants are going to come back to earth and this is for next year or the year after. Like, you weren't saying that. You were in the pool with the rest of
and
us.
And I was wrong. What's wrong with saying that?
No, do we get the answers is what I'm asking, because apparently the manager does not have them.
Guru, why don't you just say it? They weren't a 41-29 team. Like, why they're playing terrible now. Maybe they were playing over their heads then. And yes, you're right. When they got Devers, they were sitting pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so wow, now we got Devers. But now after watching this team for 6 or 8 more weeks, like, I'm not worried about Devers, but I'm realizing that the team is short. They're just short. They don't like, if they wouldn't have gotten Devers, can you imagine? Like, Buster Posey got Devers because he knew this team was not a good hitting team, even though they were winning. So, like, Posey knows he's got to, like, they've got to upgrade 4 positions, probably, right? Second. First, catcher.
I'm looking at center field, right field.
I'm looking at the three guys you named. That's half the team.
And we could go over all kind of every lineup in baseball with with Chapman, who hadn't had the best year. He's not awful by any stretch. Devers, what he's supposed to be in Adames, and I'll put that up with anybody. To the point of, Steiny, that's good enough. Okay, you're not going to have the 27 Yankees fill out the order, but damn, I just want to know. Do you have a problem, and it sounds like you do, with me wondering about the instruction of this team as to why guys aren't getting it done? All of them.
Well,
except Adames right now.
Listen, I've told you a million times. You want to fire Melvin? Go fire Melvin. Like, that, I don't care. Like, Melvin, if Posey fires Melvin, he fires Melvin, and they get a new manager in here. Do I think that'll turn things around? Not really, but I think it's a bigger problem than Melvin.
One little nugget here before we got to hit the break. Ramos is leading off. He's in left.
There you go. 2025.
You got to keep that.
Evan said that twice. He got me twice.
You got to keep his confidence high.
Well, move him to right field then.
Or you can DH him.
Move him to right. Flynn was talking about it. He was saying something without saying it. Sonny, you can do other things. Well, but listen, I don't like Ramos, man. He can't do other things. Steiny, you're a father. You discipline your kids, and you still love them. But you do it to send a message.
I listen.
This guy is a ball player.
But they might lose. Well, look, you know what? They're losing anyway. But what are you really losing just the game? To me, accountability, man.
Okay. You want to start doing that? You want to start pulling guys out of the lineup?
Not because they're
every
not,
time no. they make them. You know what? Let's be honest. You're probably taking Ramos out more because he stinks in left field than his mental mistake last night.
No, and then the one on Sunday where everybody's like, what are you doing on the base path? Yeah. That's almost more embarrassing than the angles.
Remember we were asking that about Casey Schmidt earlier in the year, made about 2 or 3 base running blunders. Here's the other thing.
I'll tell you this,
Steiny. They're the slowest team in the league.
This team is better than you think they are. That's why I'm so upset for Giants.
Prove it then. They got to go out and prove it. I mean, the other thing is, with the, like,
they're better than this. I just believe that.
Okay. And that's what you believe. And I believe this is who they are. I think they're going to end up around 500. And if you want to say, well, you know, the first 60 games or 70 games is really who we are and we underachieved the last 90, yeah. I guess you can believe that. But I believe that in baseball, you end up about where you deserve to end up. And right now, yeah. they're 500. And I don't know how it's going to get any better. That's why you got to live with it right now. I don't mean live with yeah. it like be happy with losing, but there's nothing you can do. These guys got to play better for this team to make the playoffs. And if they don't, they won't.
And all up, hey,
and
to
if
that
they
point,
don't, Posey will go out and try to get a second baseman and upgrade it.
Do you expect any moves by tomorrow, the deadline?
I wouldn't. What would you do? You have six holes to fill. What would you do?
I would be committed to trying to get something for much of nothing, which most often you don't get anything.
So just real quick, we'll get back to it. Huh? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants, they did a lot of chopping, but no chips flew in the first half. They're 500. 888-957-9570.